WDJS Productions offers biblical teachings of God's Word for you. Our prayer is that wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Fred, and I'm excited to preach the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence in Him. So get your hearts prepared and turn to your Bibles with me. This is part one of Biblical Leadership. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, we can see that darkness is encroaching upon our lives, our families and cities and nation. It's time for the body of Christ to mature and be strengthened like never before. Psalm 68:35 clearly says, O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. It's high time to return to the original, first order set by Jesus Christ himself for his church. We see this in the Old Testament in Psalm 68:18. We saw this, that Jesus Christ received gifts, and then he came onto this earth and gave gifts, it says in Ephesians 4. So we must know that it's time for us to mature, to come to that place and say, I'm not of this church or this church, but I am the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we will be responsible for us, ourselves, as ministers, these are believers who are ministers of reconciliation, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, not be ashamed of the gospel. If we do not confess his name before men, he will not confess our names before the Father. In Hebrews 13, verse 7 and 8, it says, Remember them which have the rule over you. The rule means leading you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. We go to Hebrews 13, 17. It says, Obey them that have rule over you. Again, rule means leading you. And submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. You see, Apostle Paul's, he was an example. He was a servant. He had a servant's heart to build the kingdom of God by serving the body of Christ. We need to have shepherds to feed and protect the flock. They have to have a heart to feed and protect the flock of God by the Spirit of God. A leader has to have a heart of a father to correct and warn and bring discipline to the church so that we can keep the family of God pure and righteous. In Galatians 4, let's read verse 9 and 10. But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? You see, in verse 10, it says, ye observe days and months and times and years. They were going back to the ways of the law that was set and traditioned by man. And Jesus came to set us free from all that. And Paul is more or less chiding them. And it comes down, they were a little bit maybe angry and disturbed with how Paul was bringing that correction. So we see down a little bit further, it says 16, Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? If you go about telling the truth in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will be hated. The Bible says this, Jesus' words, you will be hated for my sake. You'll be hated and persecuted and slandered and ridiculed and scoffed at for my sake, the word of God's sake. You see, we can't be afraid of these things. I tell you, in America, we have fear of man just about everywhere. There's things that we do to protect ourselves when we don't trust God to protect us by leading us and guiding us into all truth by the Holy Spirit. And I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Darlene, one of the nine. Nine of us author two books, Hutterites and Since We Told the Truth. Our first one, Hutterites, Our Story to Freedom, describes our testimonies of growing up in an overbearing religious lifestyle and our life-changing decision to follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and escape from the oppressive Hutterite communities. After writing this first book exposing the Hutterite lifestyle and our testimonies of finding freedom, we wrote our second book, Since We Told the Truth, Our Life Can Never Be the Same. We write about our lives now and offer a new perspective of our society of the United States and how to successfully overcome those challenges currently facing us with true solutions according to the Word of God. We're visiting Southern Wisconsin early April with two book events. The first one will be in Madison at the Barnes & Noble on April 2nd. We are going to be at the Mineral Point Road location from 6:30 to 8 p.m. The second event is on Saturday, April 4th at the Barnes & Noble at the Southland Center in Racine. We will be there for the entire local author event from 10:30 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. And as part of the event, we will be giving a presentation between 2 and 3 p.m. These events are listed on our website. Visit us at www.the99.com. That's THENINE9.com. We're looking forward to seeing you there.
The Apostle Paul, he maintained the authority over the churches he birthed, having a heart to serve and not be served. We see in verse 19 of Galatians 4, it says, "My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you." He had such a heart as a father for the children that he had as his disciples. And it says here that in Hebrews 13:17, our leaders watch for our souls. The word watch means to often stay up all night out of concern for those souls. A true loving leader will lead these souls into the fullness of God by releasing them, not stifling them. The discipler desires to see his children surpass him in every area of their lives, never feeling inferior or jealous. A father in the faith knows how to persuade rather than push. He will guide and not drive the children. He desires to heal the brokenhearted, walks in the Spirit of Almighty God, rising above the circumstances. He doesn't fix blame, doesn't condemn or judge anyone unrighteously. You know, a disciple is always involved in the work of the Lord, sharing in the labor with his charges and not just partaking of the fruit. He promotes family love and unity rather than roles and rules. Rules without relationship produce rebellion. It will lovingly discipline to not produce rebellious children. The God-ordained leader will lovingly display his character and authority in Jesus Christ as a servant in all his relationships. The people surrounding him will respect and appreciate and submit to the leader whose attitude is sincere and trustworthy with the people of God as God has given him. Paul, he was like a drill instructor. Yet he never required his disciples to do anything that he wouldn't do himself. A true father nurtures his children. The children, be it the children, of course, we know these are spiritual children, should appreciate his love, correction, and discipline. Most often, children realize that a good father has their best interests at heart, and their hearts are open to receive from him. You know, let's talk about Matthew 28:18-20. And this is Jesus. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Teaching and training so the people of God, that our disciples can go out and do just what Jesus has said to do. Go out into all the nations, teach and baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe. You see, when we train up a child in the way he should go, you know that scripture is Proverbs 22:6, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Just as a natural father teaches and trains his children, so does a spiritual father or mother. We need mothers and fathers in the faith. A leader gives his charges hands-on experience in a safe environment. it's always best that you can show them, not just teach with words. In the Webster's Dictionary, it defines teach as to cause to know something, to impart the knowledge, to instruct by precept. And then the word train is to direct the growth, usually by bending, pruning, and tying, like a plant. And it's to form by instruction and discipline. It's to drill and to make prepared for a test of a skill, to undergo instruction, discipline, or drill. So teach and train. That's what we need to do as Christians, as believers, to go out there and teach others as well. So first, we must be taught. Amen? Even though we have 10,000 instructors, we still have not many fathers. Apostle Paul demonstrated his godly character traits in 2 Thessalonians 3:4. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you as disciples, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. So Paul was commanding his disciples to do these things that the Lord had said, that now they were saying. They were setting only the tradition of the Lord Jesus, not traditions of man. It says in 2 Thessalonians 3:6, now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. This is discipline right here. And it is safety and protection. Because what can happen if you don't withdraw yourself from such brothers that walk disorderly? You'll have corrupt companionship. And that is not where God wants us to be. He wants to be separated unto him, holy as he is holy. Amen? And then it says in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Many are not working at all, even labor in the sense of to go earn their own dollars and cents so that they come into the church and they have nothing to give to the church, meaning to help meet the need of those who are needy, of those who are working to bring the word. And I know this, that if we don't do these things that are commanded and teach these things, we'll not be keeping this word. 1 Timothy 4:11, these things command and teach. So we, as disciples, must be taught, and those who are discipling must teach and train, so that these people that God has put under us to protect them and to lead them and guide them and pasture them, we have got to have those disciplines ourselves. Frankly, if anyone, even in leadership, is not continually discipled, then they are not Jesus Christ. God bless you, and thank you for listening. Listen for part two tomorrow.
May the Father of glory give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, and make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Thank you for listening. For more teachings, visit wdjsproductions.com.